Wir in Österreich, ja, ich würde sagen, wir sind so ein kleines Herzstück von Österreich, hier im, von Europa, meine ich. Und wenn wir jetzt zum Beispiel sagen, Regierung wird abgesetzt, zum Beispiel, ja, und wir machen da nicht mit, wie würde dann unsere Regierung konfrontiert sein mit der Kabale und würde das dann wieder, könnte das wirklich ein gangbarer Weg sein, etwas aus Österreich heraus und auch aus Deutschland heraus etwas zu verändern für die ganze Welt?
Wenn ihr jetzt sagt, wir machen nicht mehr mit der Regierung.
Ja, genau. Es wurde ja vorher gesagt, dass das wäre ein Weg, nicht mitzumachen. Mhm.
If he is asking, Billy, Gerhard is asking, if, for example, in Austria, people go against the government, would this help to get out of this cabal, whatever it is, and be free? If can we start there? Or what would it mean?
Or is Austria too small for it?
Well, I'm not saying rebel against the government, throw them out of office. I'm saying vote them out of office. Do it right. Do it the right way, and get people in there that sincerely want to help people. Mm-hmm. You want to change the government. You don't want to just overthrow them. Because that's bad news. You don't want to overthrow the government. You want to change it. You want to put people in there that really have the compassion to help people like they should. Mm-hmm. And so by replacing the corrupt ones, and get people in there that really care, then you change your government.
Aber mein Punkt war der, wenn jetzt die österreichische Regierung wirklich gewandelt ist, hätte sie dann Probleme mit der Kabale?
If this Austrian government is changed and good people is put there, would there be a conflict with the cabal?
It will completely obliterate the cabal.
Was wird es?
Because their premise, their genocide, is all stemmed around the governments that are presently in power. And they have a lot of cabalists in the government that's influencing the leaders like Biden and others that were Biden, he stole the election from Trump to get in there. And the cabal want Biden in there because Biden will bring a halt to the RV, the GCR, and keep us locked down with the masks and all that. Mm-hmm. That's his agenda. He wants everyone to be under control. Mm-hmm. And also he wants to make it mandatory that you have to take the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Trump is saying, it's voluntary. You don't have to take it if you don't want it. And so Trump is trying, they're trying to put Trump back in the office because he is for us. He's not against us, mm-hmm. like Biden is against us. He's a Democrat. But another thing about between the Democrats and the Republicans, after disclosure is fully realized and announced, that would be the end of Republicans, the end of Democrats. Mm-hmm. They will be nonpartisan, no party at all. And that's when America will truly become free.
Mm-hmm. America or the whole world?
The whole world, mm-hmm. will fully become free because the cabal will be abolished.
Mm-hmm. Aber kann auch hier in Österreich etwas begonnen werden oder glaubst du, dass es in Amerika beginnt mit der Veränderung?
Will it start in America? Has it to start in America to change? To change it more? Can it also start in Austria?
It can happen in Berlin. It mm-hmm. can happen in Moscow. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen everywhere. Mm-hmm. It can happen in Austria. It can happen in Frankfurt, Germany. It can happen in Stuttgart, Germany, wherever. Wherever there's seats of power, that's where it's going to happen.
So let's make it happen now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you do that through meditation.
Okay.
You know, you have to commit yourself to a time during the day to do a meditation. Mm-hmm. And at least an hour meditation. Mm-hmm. Some people say, well, do it like for 15 minutes. No, do it for at least an hour. At least an hour of meditation to send out the pure love vibration out mm-hmm. to your governments mm-hmm. to get them to change. Mm-hmm. And when the elections come up, get those corrupt people out of there and put people in there that truly care for the people.
Right.
That's what you have to do to change the governments.
In the future, Nostradamus, pardon me for interrupting, Billy, has said...
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Nostradamus has said that we will elect people based upon their spiritual qualities and not so much on corrupt qualities, which is a good
right.
thing to translate, if you like, Saskia.
Of course. My dad is tapping on my shoulder, so I'm going to have my dad come in.
Right. Go ahead and translate, Saskia.
Ja, wir haben gerade darüber gesprochen, was können wir denn tun, um diese Regierung zu verändern, diese korrupte. Und letztendlich geht es nicht darum, sie zu stürzen. Das ist gar nicht. Das geht darum, dass wir Menschen dahin bringen, die wirklich das Gute möchten. Wie können wir es unterstützen, indem wir mindestens eine Stunde am Tag meditieren und Liebe senden. Liebe zu unserer Regierung, Liebe nach außen bringen. Und das können wir von überall tun. Es muss nicht irgendwo in einem bestimmten Ort beginnen. Es kann überall beginnen.
Okay.
Indeed, beloved gods and goddesses, how be you this day?
Wonderful, Zora. So nice to have you here. Welcome. Thank you so much
Hello.
For coming on my show.
Hello, Zora.
These are my friends, Saskia and Gerhard, and they're wonderful people.
Thank you, Ted.
Of course they are. They are gods and goddesses.
Saskia, sag kurz, was da passiert.
Ja, jetzt ist Zora bei uns. Billy ist kurz zur Seite getreten oder ist jetzt dort, wo sein Papa ist und Zora ist jetzt sozusagen im Körper.
Und wer ist Zora? Wer ist Zora?
Zora ist der Vater von Billy, der eben gerade mit uns gesprochen hat.
Ja, ja. Aber welche Funktion oder was macht er?
Okay, ich frage ihn. Hello, Zora.
Hello.
The question is, who are you?
Who am I? Oh.
Yeah. Well, he wants to know your social security number, your occupation, bank accounts, and credit card number, please.
I just want to show this is what you look like.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Okay.
I look like that.
You have green, grüne yeah. Hautfarbe.
Yeah, he's green.
Okay.
No.
No.
We are turquoise green.
Ah. Türkisch.
Türkisgrün.
Türkis.
Yeah, turquoise.
Türkis.
A blue-green together.
Mm-hmm.
That is our skin tone because of the high content of copper in the water.
Aufgrund des hohen Kupfergehalts im Wasser sind die Farben im Blau-Grün, Türkis.
The copper in the water causes the skin mm-hmm. to change to a turquoise color.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you live in the water?
No. Do not live in the water. We live in the hollow of the earth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what is it like there? Is it a better place?
It is beautiful.
Yeah?
It is beauteous.
Yeah.
Everything is in harmony.
And it is in harmony.
All life in Hollow Earth is all in harmony, and everything is of a perpetual peace and harmony.
Mm-hmm.
The people of the Hollow Earth are your brothers and sisters
mm-hmm.
in beneath your feet.
Mm-hmm.
As to who I am, how would I put that? Well, to put it simply, it was between me, Prime Creator, and Source. We are the creators of the Milky Way galaxy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
You did a good job.
So
beautiful.
Every day you must eat a happy meal. Is that right?
No, oh God. Immer der gleiche Schmäh wie ein Happy Meal.
Oh, Ted. Ich möchte kurz sagen, wer Soha ist. Soha kommt aus Innererde. Und er zusammen mit dem Prime Creator, also dem ersten Schöpfer sowie der Quelle, haben die Milchstraße und all dem, was dazugehört, erschaffen.
This physical body here, mm-hmm. is termed as being 1869 trips around the sun in age.
1869.
Indeed.
Wow.
Also Jahre alt.
Understand, Zoraya, my sibling, was with me. We were in a ship above the Earth, and we watched what is termed as America become America. We watched the race across the Great Plains. We were sitting in the council chamber when Admiral Byrd walked in to our council chamber in 1947.
Mm-hmm. Sag, übersetze mal.
Indeed. So.
Also, so hat schon dieser Körper.
My beloved child, mm-hmm. Zoraya, is in her first and only incarnation. This body. She's been in this body ever since her conception.
Hmm.
She does not have any past lives as you people do. Mm-hmm. There is no past lives.
There is no incarnation. She was deposited.
Well, deposited.
Not incarnation.
Deposited on the surface.
Not born here.
No, not born here. Born in Hollow Earth.
Deposited here.
But deposited on the surface in 1951.
Hast du alles verstanden?
Mehr oder weniger. Also Zoraya ist eine Tochter. Sie ist geboren 1951 hier auf der Erde. Sie hat aber diesen Körper, sie hat nur diesen einen Körper. Also sie hatte vorher keine anderen Leben. Sie ist also direkt jetzt hierher mit diesem Körper gekommen. But this body you have now, Zora, isn't this the body of your son, Billy? This
Indeed.
Body? Yeah.
Indeed.
Okay.
But not son, but daughter.
Ah.
Ah, okay.
Billy is female.
Billy is what is termed as hermaphrodite. Both male and female in the same body.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
So that is the medical terminology, hermaphrodite.
Okay.
Okay.
In Hollow Earth, that is commonplace.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So she has never been reincarnated at all.
Ah, sie wurde nie wiedergeboren.
Yes.
Ist der erste.
She was born in Hollow Earth, and she has never been reincarnated, okay. Ever.
No, and more than 800 years ago, how many years ago she was born? you said?
Oh, 1869
Jahre. So, also vor 1869 Jahren wurde sie geboren.
1869.
Mm-hmm. And, every, and all the time the same body here. We see
indeed.
Here.
Indeed.
Yes.
Indeed.
So, okay.
And also notice her skin. No wrinkles at all.
Wow.
Hmm. Okay.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yes.
That's really amazing. Yeah. Wow. Zora, do you mind if I ask a quick personal question?
Go ahead. Don't get funny.
No. I'm not. I'll be more serious this time.
No more happy meals, please.
No.
Well, I don't want to give too many details on the air, but I'll just say briefly that I have been under attack recently, and I'd like to ask the Galactics and the Hollow Earth to help protect me, and I appreciate everyone sending me lots of love and light for protection as well.
You already have that.
Okay, thank you.
You have been under the protection of the Galactic Federation the moment you started speaking about them.
I see. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we are included?
You are indeed.
Okay.
Do you need my credit card or anything, if there's any costs? Or?
Oh, you are most hilarious.
What?
All right. Can I ask you something personal too?
I have a
5-year-old son, and he knows everything about you because I'm listening to you since several years now.
Indeed.
And he knows about the dinosaurs in Hollow Earth.
Yes.
Is it true that they are all vegetarian, and when they lived on Earth, they always have been vegetarian?
That is correct.
Wow.
Well, so understand, the T-Rex, people assume because of the jagged teeth that it was a carnivorous creature, and it was not. It was vegetarian. It used its teeth to rip foliage from the trees. And even your scientists, what you call geologists, or anthropologists, they unearthed one out of a glacier, and upon cutting it open, after it thawed out, they found vegetable plants in the belly. They found no flesh, they found no bones, just vegetation.
Mm-hmm.
And they also speak with telepathy.
Okay.
So you can communicate with dinosaurs just as you would communicate with yourselves.
Huh.
Everyone on the surface has the ability of communicating without moving your lips. You simply concentrate and do also through meditation. You concentrate, and through meditation, you simply open your minds, empty them, and then open them. And you will find that you will have the ability to communicate with your siblings, or even long distance, if you get what you call committed to do it.
Okay.
Everyone is telepathic.
Interesting.
You know that because you have spoken telepathically with your child before. Mm-hmm. Your child is a fifth dimensional being. Mm-hmm. And they know it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you have children with the Down syndrome. You have children who are autistic and indigo.
Mm-hmm.
These children are more intelligent than you give them credit for.
Sure.
They are highly intelligent creatures, beings, and they are going to prove that to their parents right after disclosure is announced. Their voice will clear up immediately, and they will begin teaching their parents.
Wow.
The secrets of the universe.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.